Former President Trump is facing an expensive Monday deadline. He has to either pay the $454 million he owes in the New York fraud case or get a company to agree to pay it if Trump's appeal fails. No one has raised their hand for that, even though Trump's lawyers say they've asked about 30 companies to issue bond. Let's get an update on this and Trump's other pending legal cases with Perry Stein. She covers the Justice Department for The Washington Post. Hi, Perry. Welcome back.
Thanks so much for having me.
So Trump owes this money for falsifying business records. His lawyers say he's trying and failing to get bond. But New York Attorney General Letitia James is skeptical of some of those claims. What's the issue?
Right. So Trump is saying that he has asked lots of different companies to, you know, help him pay this bond. And he's saying they won't do it or they won't take his properties as collateral. Letitia James is saying that can't be true. You can go to a lot of smaller places, work with these places to get lots of smaller bonds. And people do this all the time, or people with big judgments do this all the time. So she's, you know, arguing that it can be done. And what's at stake is, right, starting Monday, they could, if he doesn't get this reprieve that he's asked for, the New York State could start the process of taking his property as collateral.
Couldn't Trump just sell off some real estate to get the money he needs?
I guess he could. This is not my full lane of expertise. He could, but my guess is he is saying that he is innocent, so he doesn't want to do anything permanent, right? Mm-hmm. Like if he gets someone to say this judgment was issued wrongly, he won't have to pay that money.
Mm-hmm. And has Letitia James signaled what she'll do if he doesn't come up with that money by Monday? Could she seize properties?
She could start the process. Yes, that is my understanding. Yes.
Okay.
I don't know what she will do.
Moving on to another case, a judge recently delayed the criminal trial over whether Trump falsified records to cover up an affair. This was expected to be the first trial of his many legal cases. What's happening now?
Right. Yeah, we were expecting this one to start on March 25th. But what happened is that a bunch of new evidence was turned over in the discovery process. It's a bit related to the confusing origins of this case, in which it started in federal prosecutor's office. You may recall that Michael Cohen, Trump's former attorney, he pled guilty in this. No charges were, you know, brought against Trump. Then the state attorney, you know, the DA's office took over this case. So this is evidence, like a lot of evidence, tens and tens of thousands of pages of evidence that was from the federal prosecutor's office that was handed over to Trump, to the DA's office, and then to Trump at the last minute. Trump is saying, hey, this is too late in the game. We need a delay. The DA's office, it's part of the law. They have to give over this evidence. They have to. That's part of the legal process. You are obligated to give over the full amount of evidence. DA's office is saying, hey, there's actually not that much. Much of it is not that germane to the case. There's only a couple hundred pages. A lot of it's redundant, and most of it's not that germane to the case.
Got it.
So they don't want any more of a delay, the Alvin Bragg, than the 30 days. But we'll see what Mershon says.
Okay. And you've also, as if that's not enough, been reporting on the classified documents case. This week, District Judge Eileen Cannon, who we should say is a Trump appointee, she asked lawyers on both sides of the case to create jury instructions. And by the way, she did it. It's raising alarms because it has to do with something called the Presidential Records Act. So tell us as simply as you can what she did and why legal experts are concerned.
So what she did, so she had a hearing last week that I was at where she heard Trump's argument to dismiss the case based on the Presidential Records Act. That's the act that says records at the end of a presidential term belong to the public, not to the president himself. And Trump has argued that an argument that I haven't talked, you know, I've talked to a lot of legal experts and archival experts, and no one, you know, they've pushed back on this and, you know, don't seem to see much validity in it, said, hey, by mere fact of me taking home these documents with me, I declared them personal records. They were no longer presidential records because I took them to my house. So what Cannon has asked in this unusual order is for both sides to give alternate definitions of how they would present instructions to the jury if Trump's reading is right or if prosecutor's reading of the PRA, the Presidential Records Act, is correct. And this is unusual, one, because she hasn't made a decision on the Presidential Records Act yet. And usually jury instructions come closer to trial, right? When you're ready to present these instructions to a jury.
Okay. And then there's the election interference cases, which are also in various states of delay. Do you expect any verdicts in cases of these to come before Election Day in the last few seconds?
That's what we're trying to figure out. Certainly it's possible, but we just don't know. The election interference case, once the Supreme Court rules, it could go to trial as early as late summer, but who knows?
Perry Stein with Washington Post. Thank you so much.
Thank you.